rise in the strength of spirit to resist all that is unlike good. God has made man capable of this, and nothing can vitiate the ability and power divinely bestowed on man. Be firm in your understanding that the divine mind governs, and that in science, man reflects God's government. When being is understood, life will be recognized as neither material nor finite, but as infinite, as God, universal good. And the belief that life, or mind, was ever in a finite form, or good and evil, will be destroyed. Suffering, sinning, dying beliefs are unreal. When divine science is universally understood, they will have no power over man, for man is immortal and lives by divine authority. Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven, reign within us, and sin, disease, and death will diminish until they finally disappear. Entirely separate from the belief and dream of material living is the life divine, revealing spiritual understanding and the consciousness of man's dominion over the whole earth. This understanding casts out error and heals the sick, and with it, you can speak as one having authority. The individuality of man is no less tangible because it is spiritual, and because his life is not at the mercy of matter. The understanding of his spiritual individuality makes man more real, more formidable in truth, and enables him to conquer sin, disease, and death. Not muscles, nerves, nor bones, but mortal mind makes the whole body sick and the whole heart faint, whereas divine mind heals. When this is understood, we shall never affirm concerning the body what we do not wish to have manifested. We shall not call the body weak if we would have it strong. For the belief in feebleness must obtain in the human mind before it can be made manifest on the body. And the destruction of the belief will be the removal of its effects. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit, bringing us into newness of life, and recognizing no mortal nor material power as able to destroy. We cannot fathom the nature and quality of God's creation by diving into the shallows of mortal belief. We must reverse our feeble flutterings, our efforts to find life and truth in matter, and rise above the testimony of the material senses, above the mortal, to the immortal idea of God. The admission to oneself that man is God's own likeness sets man free to master the infinite idea. Faith should enlarge its borders and strengthen its base by resting upon spirit instead of matter. When man gives up his belief in death, he will advance more rapidly towards God, life, and love. divine mind is the only cause or principle of existence. Cause does not exist in matter, in mortal mind, or in physical forms. When understanding changes the standpoints of life and intelligence from a material to a spiritual basis, we shall gain the reality of life, the control of soul over sense, and we shall perceive Christianity or truth in its divine principle.